ஸ்வாமித்ரான் ஜனாஞ்சனா சூருன்மித்தம் ஜீனா தஸ்மே ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமகசுச்சிதானந்தம் சுந்தரம் சௌமமூர்த்திம் திவுதகுலபரிணம் ஸ்ரீகுரும் சித்திபூர்த்திம் தருணதபுனபாசம் பக்திதம் சிதிபிலாசம் பஜ பஜது மனோரே ஸ்ரீதரம் சம்விதானம் வஞ்சாகல்புதருப்பச்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்பைவச்ச பதிதானாங் பாவனிப்போ வைஷ்ணவிப்போ நமோ 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 மகாவதன்னாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம புதாய கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாமி கூரத்திசே நமோ பஞ்சதத்தாத்மகம் கிருஷ்ணங் பக்திரூபஸ்வரூபகம் பக்தாவதாரங் பக்தாக்கம் நமாமி பக்தி சக்திகம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண குருநாசினி தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதி கோபேஷகோபிகா கந்தராதாந்தமஸ்துதே தப்தகாஞ்சன கோயில் கோரங்கி ராஜீ விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி பிரபவானுஸ்ருதி தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே ஸ்ரீராதிகிருஷ்ணாமி மகாராஜ் மை டியர் but brothers and affectionate respectable Vaishnavas, gentlemen, ladies and merciful devotees, I am feeling so fortunate that by the mercy of the devotees I am able to come this Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Ashram in San Jose, and very fortunate thinking myself that is you are all following Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj's conception and given me that position what was desire of Guru Maharaj. Also Srila Swami Maharaj. But I am very insignificant and fallen soul. Actually I have no capacity to continue the line and conception of Srila Guru Maharaj without mercy of the devotees. You are all very affectionate to me, and by your mercy I think it must be possible to continue the preaching program and preaching the conception of Srila Guru Maharaj. You have given me a chair and Srila Guru Maharaj also given that you are following that conception. But I am very shy That is, actually I have no qualification. Only I can depend upon the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and by their mercy it will be possible to continue. That is my only hope. Anyhow, when His Divine Grace Srila Swami Maharaj came in the West, he was alone, and he tried very hard to preach Krishna consciousness in this world. 1 year, very hard he tried. Even one man not was with him. But he was not hopeless, keeping full faith upon his Gurudev, Om Vishwabhat, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, what he ordered to Srila Swami Maharaj. You are qualified in English language, especially you have that type of heart to preach, and you try to preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking world. That was his wealth, and through that he not was hopeless. But lastly, 1 year, which way His Divine Grace tried to preach, I heard from his mouth, and I feel from my child, young age, I joined when I was 17 years old in 1947, and that time I have got his mercy. Maybe he was that time grihastha, but I have seen his preaching tendency was very unique. Srila Swami Maharaj, that time he was a businessman. He had one laboratory, Bhimalton Laboratories, and over that laboratory, 2 rooms given for Guru Maharaj's preaching. Actually, he wants to take out Guru Maharaj for the preaching in Calcutta and other places. Guru Maharaj do not want to preach again very wide way, but Srila Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic to take out Srila Guru Maharaj. That is, he knows only Guru Maharaj can preach Krishna consciousness. And he had no other unnabhilas.
It's an exclusive idea, no other idea, no other desire, no other...
No.
Distraction.
Other distraction. And there was very intimate, friendship was very nice. He tried to preach with the help of Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj was not so enthusiastic, but he not was hopeless. With few brahmachari, Srila Swami Maharaj started to preach in Calcutta. He was a businessman. When customers coming to see him for their business, he is preaching Krishna consciousness. That way, he not was very successful in his business. He is doing business, they are coming for the business, and he is preaching Krishna consciousness. And actually, that was difficulty to continue his business nice way. That is, he cannot, able to do. His tendency was very preaching tendency, mood was very high, always trying to preach. Even in newspaper, many had advertisement given that time, if anybody wants to give their temple or anything, and anybody wants to help us, we are ready to take that. And from many had call come that time, and he took a little brahmachari like me and other one too, and he tried to preach that time. Was very difficulty. That is, he was a form of grihastha. He is taking me as saffron cloth. That time I have saffron cloth, brahmachari, and giving me some asan, basasan, and teach me before a few slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, and told, you read it, then I shall explain. This way, his tendency was very exclusive to preaching Krishna consciousness. And Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhupada not was blind, they have seen it, his tendency. And after that, he left his grihastha house. His sister, Srila Pishima, you know Pishima? Bhavani Didi. She was very affectionate with Guru Maharaj, very much close, affectionate, devotee. She served Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, but she wants to take initiation from Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj is not initiating that time to anybody. That is, Guru Maharaj sent to Goswami Maharaj. But she considered Guru Maharaj as his guru. And he took initiation from Goswami Maharaj, but always servicing Guru Maharaj. Then brother and sister both was very affectionate with Guru Maharaj that time. Anyhow, when exclusively wants to preach and nobody helped him, but he not was hopeless. After taking sannyas, tried to come in the West, especially in America. That is, Srila Swami Maharaj think before Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur tried to preach in London, England, France, Germany. But he sent very qualified sannyasi, and also lastly Sripad Aprakrita Prabhu Bhakti Saranga Goswami to the West, especially England. They preach there, but that was not very successful. They established their one mot, Vinod Bali Gauriya mot. Also, in higher section, officer rank, there they preached something that not was noticeable actually. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur tried very hard to preach. That is, that time it was idea of Indians, if anybody will go to London, Bilat, that time called Bilat, and doing something, come back, he is getting much respect by the Indians. And Prabhupada wants to take that opportunity. Yeah, our mission also will be formed in England, established in England. If we can make it, then all Indian must will give much respect the Gauriya Mission's conception. But his will fulfilled later, maybe after him, by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and later Prabhupada, in form of Prabhupada we have seen, and we are seeing A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and Guru Maharaj happily agreed that, yes, he is really Prabhupada, and he can maintain that, continue that, hold, he can hold that title. Other disciple of Saraswati Thakur was not happy to hear that Prabhupada word. That is, they was fanatic with that word, something. Actually, Prabhupada word is not so high. Prabhu, we are telling Prabhu. And Prabhupada means one sannyasi, he must be Prabhupada. Any sannyasi, we can tell Prabhupada. Any brahmachari, we are telling Prabhu. And Pad is title of sannyasi. But it is very respectable, and it is inherited to the Guru. All the Gosai, Jati Gosami, they are telling their Guru as Prabhupada. And Prabhupada Pran Gopal Goswami, Prabhupada, many Prabhupada in India. Then, but when Saraswati Thakur preach all over the India very big way, very grand way, the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when everybody telling him Prabhupada, then Prabhupada word also got some position. Actually Vishnupada more higher than Prabhupada. We are telling our Gurudev, Om Vishnupada. Vishnupada more higher than Prabhupada word. But here is Prabhupada meanings coming other way. Who can able to preach real Krishna consciousness all over the world as a Guru? He is Prabhupada. This way it's come out. Srila Saraswati Thakur and later Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Anyhow, Srila Swami Maharaj's intention was to preach Krishna consciousness by order of his Gurudeva Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he tried very hard, but alone, nobody helping him. Actually, his god-brothers also not helped him. But Guru Maharaj was always behind him and given much inspiration. Always, Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj, he wants to make mission headed by Guru Maharaj. And many times he proposed League of Devotees and the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It proposed that 1948-49 that time. He proposed it, but Guru Maharaj was not very enthusiastic that way. That is, Guru Maharaj wants to retire, and he already took retirement. And again he got back his service after Swami Maharaj's preaching, actually. Anyhow, but that time Srila Swami Maharaj come in the West, and 1 year very hard he tried to preach Krishna. Of heartfelt desire Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, his Gurudev cannot tolerate. Then given very Atyanta Ujjal Bhavati Tar Asanke.
Given much glorious place, seat.
Given much glorious and super position as a preacher of Krishna consciousness. When he started a few, two days ago maybe, in the Hawaii, when they arranged, the devotees arranged one meeting for me, and there I went, I have seen big two trees there. And what a thing, one park.
Yes, one park.
One park, there with two big trees. When I have seen immediate, it's come in my remembrance. Yes, Sri Swami Maharaj alone with Kartal, he started under the tree, and that tree not was like that, but the tree was very big and very long. But under the tree he tried with one kartal. And Mahaprabhu, seeing that Nityananda Prabhu cannot tolerate, that is given superposition, supreme position actually, as a preacher, Krishna consciousness. And when he come, he have got much austerity and very hard to try it. And I remember that day, when I come, I have got many my well-wisher friend, Guru Maharaj's many associates, Srila Swami Maharaj's many disciples, they are giving much affection and chance to preach Krishna consciousness to me, and wholeheartedly they are inviting me in this country. And which way it's come to me? I only call Srila Swami Maharaj. He make channel, blasting the Western egoist, the mountain. And he blasted, made a big tunnel, and I come through that tunnel. Then I am getting much nourishment. But that day was very hard for him. Then we must think it, which way we have got that. Anyway, Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, by their mercy, I have got many friends, devotee friends in this America, Western world, and also Southern world in Australia. Everywhere I have got many things, many good friend and association of the devotees. They are all very enthusiastic now to preach Krishna consciousness, and I may be very insignificant and unqualified fallen soul, but they are following the direction, instruction of Srila Guru Maharaj. That is, Guru Maharaj given me charge of his mission, and they, everybody knows it. And when Guru Maharaj told this man can able to continue my successorship, and he is qualified, Guru Maharaj told, I am qualified, but I know how much I have qualification. I cannot speak English, do not know anything, courtesy. But it is not noticeable actually. That is, they are very qualified devotees of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. They know what is what. They can do many things. They can make kakere gorul kore eitar gun. They can make a crow as Garuda, they have that type of capacity, actually. Anyhow, I am very indebted to you all. You are giving me much affection, respect, many things, but what shall I give to you all? I have actually nothing to give you. Srila Swami Maharaj has given much, Srila Guru Maharaj has given more than that. Srila Swami Maharaj for the general conditioned souls, he arranged to preach Krishna consciousness many way, many things have done arrangement. And Guru Maharaj gave over that nourishment, very good nourishment to them. And it is my idea of thinking. English.
Yes.
Going on English way.
Yes,
or going on English channel. Anyhow. Yeah. Both gurus, it is my conception actually. Yeah, one is avatar and another is avatari. Actually, Mahaprabhu come as a Yuga avatar. And Srila Swami Maharaj as Yuga avatar preacher, like that. But inside of Mahaprabhu, other form was there. And non-different way I can see Srila Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, that one form is avatar and another form is avatari.
Yeah.
Guru Maharaj has given very finest conception, you know all. And Swami Maharaj make all the arrangement for that. He make all receiver arrangement, they can receive Krishna consciousness. That way he make ground and field and given seed and also planted chunks, everything. And Guru Maharaj gave very good nourishment. That is my idea. And that way I consider both as my Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru. But it is external matter. But internal is more deeper. And there few maybe what is kivale? Bonchito hote pare.
Deceived.
Few may be deceived. But mostly everybody will get that sampad, wealth of Krishna consciousness, and they have got already. Now all over the world chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Who knows before it? Who knows Chaitanya Dev? Who knows Mahaprabhu? Who knows the Nityananda Prabhu, Panchatattva? Radha Krishna, the word, before Srila Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, they do not know it actually. And that way they are very fortunate. They not only know it, Vasudev Ghosh's one song Guru Maharaj using always, Jadi Gaura Nahato, Kimene Hoito, Kamane Dharitam De. Krishna Prema Shima Radharo Mahima Jagate Janatoke. If not Gauranga Mahaprabhu come, if not Gauranga Prabhu appear in this mundane world, then which way we can understand what is Radha Krishna and what is Radha Krishna's prem? That supreme love and beauty, we cannot understand that. And this way We are so fortunate that now we have got that conception. Maybe not full, maybe some percentage, but that is enough for the tiny soul, actually. Ag bindu jagat dubai. One drop can overflow, overflood the world, that type of mercy and that type of Krishna prayer. And they give him that. But by their mercy, we are enlightened and trying to practice Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is very deep conception, deepest conception, in form of the Godhead. There are many we can see, but Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Sri Krishna, and His love, beauty, effulgence, everything is extreme and supreme, and that given by Srila Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj in this world. And this way, I am also thinking I am very fortunate that I have got their mercy, and from my young age, they was very merciful, affectionate with me, and I have got many things. That is, I am always afraid which way I shall serve them, and which way possible to serve the devotees. Their conception, service to the Vaishnavas, service to the Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar, deity, devotee, and their mission. This was Guru Maharaj's desire. When Guru Maharaj giving initiation, any sincere seeker, they are asking, Maharaj, what shall I do? Guru Maharaj is always telling them, they serve the deity, devotee, and Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat. And service to the Vaishnavas, service to Guru Gauranga, that is our life's goal. And through that we will get everything. And the Radha Krishna Vrindavan, and there are pastimes of Krishna, many things. But from here we cannot see and cannot feel. But when we properly will serve the Guru Vaishnava, then we will get everything. That was their conception. And finest way, they given many things. Srila Guru Maharaj's conception, everybody given much respect, and they all given very high position to Srila Guru Maharaj. Not only the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Saraswati Thakur himself also given too much high position to Srila Guru Maharaj. That is, many of his god brother was very affectionate and given high position to Guru Maharaj. Last day before Srila Saraswati Thakur, when he wants to leave this
this world.
Before that, he called his very intimate associates, and when they together in his room come, and Saraswati Thakur ordered for singing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sei Mor Sampada, Sei Mor Bhajana Pujan, and ordered to Srila Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj not was there, then he told the call Sridhar Maharaj. That is, that time Guru Maharaj giving duty, night duty, in the room of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Everybody giving 2 hours duty, but Guru Maharaj told, what is very hard, that time give me. And hard time is 2 to 4. That was very hard time. That time everybody wants to sleep, and Guru Maharaj took that time. And when 4 passed, and next man come, and Guru Maharaj gone for resting in the bed, not sleeping. That is, after 1 hour, arati time will come, and everybody joining in arati. But he gone his bed, and Saraswati Thakur called. He called Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And then Guru Maharaj gone there, yes. And Srila Saraswati Thakur ordered to Guru Maharaj, "Oh, Sridhar Maharaj, you sing the Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, say no sampad." Everybody knows Saraswati Thakur will leave this mundane world. And there was very attentive mood. And Guru Maharaj cannot sing very nicely. That is, he was shy that time and hesitating to sing that song. And it is very anyway, English not coming. That time secretary of Gauriya Math, he was the leader actually, management. He told to Puri Maharaj, you know him now maybe. That time his name was Pranavananda Brahmachari. He can sing very nicely. He told to Pranavananda Prabhu, "Je Prabhu, you sing this song." Sridhar Maharaj hesitated, "You sing." He have right to tell like that. Kunjabhava. He was close to Prabhupada and secretary. But Prabhupada that time denied. When he started Sirupa Mandira Pada, Sai Mara Sampada, Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur told, "I do not want to hear the tune. This song only Sridhar Maharaj will sing." Everybody was very nice. What did he call it?
Stunned.
And then Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj also, he was very the santrast of his wife. Anyhow, Guru Maharaj was very santrast and he started to sing. What he knows that way. His meter was a little fickle. That is, they think, then Guru Maharaj started to sing, and full song after finishing, Prabhupada said, "I am happy." Then other songs also, "Tuhudaya Sagara Taroite Prani," other 3-4 songs also he ordered to others for singing. But from that day, all the godbrothers of Guru Maharaj, they told many times, I heard from their mouth, they told, "We have not seen before which way the heart transmission possible. That day we have seen which way Prabhupada transmit his power of Rupanuga Sampradaya." That day we have seen. And after that, everybody gave high respect and honor to Guru Maharaj as a Sampradaya Acharya of Rupa Anga. And that time many was Grihastha disciple of Saraswati Thakur and also Brahmachari. They was very exalted and very highly qualified, like Keshav Maharaj, like Gosai Maharaj, they was all Grihastha. But after when they took sannyas from Srila Guru Maharaj. Also Srila Sangha Maharaj wants to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj and come to Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj was very close with Sami Maharaj. Friendship was very close. And Guru Maharaj knows his family history, that is living as a family man there. Then Guru Maharaj said, if you take immediate sannyas, they will blame me. I will feel much difficulty. Then you wait 6 months. Go to Vrindavan and wait 6 months, then you come to me. Sharanar said, no, I have no time. I need sannyas and immediately. Then I go. And Guru Maharaj said, it is very difficult for me. That is, Guru Maharaj knows he has some family and they are very poor. And Srila Sai Maharaj said, Bhavani, mani Pishima, Bhavani said, she look after my family. And it's true, Bhavani told, Dada, you take sannyas, business not your life, you cannot do business. You go out and preach what you want, you do that. Bhavadidhi gave that hope, I shall see your family. Anyway, we shall manage. But they was very close friend and very dear, intimate. And Guru Maharaj hesitated. But when he asked insisting. Then Guru Maharaj said, I give sannyas to Keshav Maharaj. You need sannyas from me. You take mantra from him, then it will be same. No problem. Then he asked, what name shall I take? Guru Maharaj said, Bhakti Vedanta, this is your name, and you take any title. And that name also given by Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta. And that way, Guru Maharaj was very exalted in the sampradaya of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And everybody gave much honor to Guru Maharaj. Not only that, if anybody feeling anything, disturbance in sampradaya, or anybody have any hard question, they are immediate coming to Srila Guru Maharaj and asking, then they are doing that work. Gosai Maharaj was very big servitor. My English is not correct, forgive me. anything wrong is there. And that time actually Gosai Maharaj was very high position, but he was grihastha. But after taking sannyas from Guru Maharaj, everybody took sannyas from Guru Maharaj after Saraswati Thakur, actually. And whom not given sannyas to Guru Maharaj? Guru Maharaj not given sannyas to anybody. Guru Maharaj given advice to go there, go that, go that. Kunya Babu Tirtha Maharaj, he wants to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj first. That time I was there. Some Haripada Vidyaratna, he come and propose it. The Kunji Babu need sannyas from you. And Guru Maharaj said he cannot give honor as his Shikha Guru. Sannyas Guru, he cannot give me that honor. That is, he wants to make his business with me and I do not want to go there. If he needs some Guru as sannyasi, and who will not tell anything wrong against him. But I cannot tolerate, I must tell something wrong. If he will do wrong, I must tell. But that type of Guru Ashram Maharaj will be good. He was very thanda, shanta.
Cool-headed.
Cool and shanta.
Peaceful.
Peaceful man.
Passive.
He can take from him. And he is senior than me. This way Guru Maharaj gave advice to everybody. Srila Madhava Maharaj come to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj. He is living with Kunja Babu. And Guru Maharaj told, can you leave Kunja Babu? After taking sannyas from me, you cannot leave. He said, no Maharaj, I cannot leave him. Then why you come to take sannyas from me? You know I am not in favor of Kunja Babu. Then why you come to take sannyas from me? Oh, you are my sannyas guru, I think. After Prabhupada, you are my guru. Then Madhava Maharaj asked to Guru Maharaj, if you not will give sannyas, I think you are my sannyas guru, give my name. And Guru Maharaj given his name, two names he proposed. One used by Madhava Maharaj, another used by myself. One name given, he told Jabhakti Daita Madha or Damodar, you can use. And he took Madhava Daita, Bhakti Daita Madha. And he gave full dandavat and got and took sannyas from other sannyasi. Guru Maharaj named him. He was very exalted. All the devotee was very exalted in the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur. But they gave supreme respect after Saraswati Thakur. They all gave honor as their guru, Srila Guru Maharaj. Even Srila Swami Maharaj's letter to me, that's also after long time, maybe 15 years or 12 years, after 12 years, that letter Srila Swami Maharaj gave to me. Yeah, I am living now in America, but my health is very
bad.
Heart is not good. Any moment I can die. So it is my desire, I want to die in Vrindavan. You ask Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that is, I do not want to disturb him. His health is not well also. You sometimes ask to Guru Maharaj, yeah, what shall I do? I shall go back Vrindavan or I shall stay here? And Guru Maharaj, when I ask Srila Guru Maharaj, this is letter of Srila Swami Maharaj, what shall I answer him? Guru Maharaj said, you give answer, where he will live, that is Vrindavan. And I am seeing that it's happening. I cannot walk, but for me, everybody helping to walk.
It's a little different though, but somebody who's always getting new money, he doesn't keep always track of the money he already spent.
Anyhow, Guru Maharaj was very firm in deepest conception of Rupa-Aruga Sampradaya. And everybody, they are giving that way the respect to Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj not was very enthusiastic to get it. But they are giving always. Guru Maharaj is not going any higher, but everybody coming to Guru Maharaj and everybody coming to see Guru Maharaj, and when they are going, they are telling many things. I can tell something like Gosai Maharaj. He was very high position that time. But Gosai Maharaj given one lecture and it is taped by me that time also. Yeah. When we are preaching, very enthusiastically we are preaching in the West, in the anywhere, but time to time we are looking which way Sridhar Maharaj kibhabe eta dekhchen
ar ki. How he appears.
Sridhar Maharaj's appreciation behind it or not.
Yes, yes.
Bhakti Saranga Goswami.
How does he see it? How does he see it?
We are preaching Krishna consciousness, but we
we can judge that.
We are very eager to know what is
opinion
of Sridhar Maharaj.
Right.
Which way he is considering our preaching.
Yes.
If he is thinking it is good, then we are getting double energy.
Yes.
Language may be some this way gone, but you can understand. Singhavalokan. When a lion going this way, then so long gone, and after that he is looking behind. That is nature of lion. It's called in Sanskrit Singhavalokan. Singha going so far, then looking behind. Then going so far, looking behind. That is Singhavalokan. So we are preaching so fast and looking behind Sridhar Maharaj, which way it is. That is our mood of all we are together here, that meeting. Everybody, when preaching so fast, they are preaching, and Srila Swami Maharaj also, when doing world tour and going to meet with Sridhar Maharaj, and when he is expressing which way tour going, this way, hearing Guru Maharaj was very happy, and Swami Maharaj also got very happiness. Sridhar Maharaj accepted everything. And they have done many discussion many times. And very finest point of Krishna conception. And that discussion was very high. And I am fortunate that I have got that opportunity to hear that. And they also was very affectionate with me. That is, it is natural. Yeah, I am very few devotee, few brahmachari. And I am staying with all as Guru Maharaj. Then automatically they are giving affection to me. And that is, I was in young age with Srila Swami Maharaj's house with Swami Maharaj. I was in charge of Chaitanya Saraswati Math branch, 7 Sitakanta Banerjee Lane. And every day going, when Guru Maharaj is not living in Calcutta, Guru Maharaj ordered me, you will go and learn Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Swami Maharaj. And he sent me many times with him for preaching. And not only that time I am going to preach in the Barabajar road, door to door, shop to shop, actually. That time I have no books, and Srila Sai Maharaj said, you distribute the back to Godhead. He published 2-3 copies maybe, and he have no money, and more he cannot continue. But that was some large quantity, and it was in his room. Who will distribute? Nobody had there that time. And when I joined, Srila Sai Maharaj said, you take the back to Godhead and distribute door to door. And I was the first distributor of back to Godhead. Anyhow, wealth come to me many ways. Wealth means here affection of the gurus. Affection I have got. Anyway, maybe I am very unqualified, and I have no mane yogyata.
I don't know what that means.
But it is true, and through that, actually I not read in school. I was very naughty boy, and every day teacher beating me, that is, I am not going to school. And I am not read. But what qualification come to me? You are seeing that from Guru Maharaj, everything from Guru Maharaj. I have no fear. Everybody fearful to invite questions and answer. And it is very good for me if anybody do question to me. And which way this come to me? It is by the mercy of Guru Maharaj and the Vaishnavas. And this way it's come to me. I am always declaring, question answer is good for me. You can do any question about Krishna consciousness. I have no fear. That is, I heard from so long from Guru Maharaj. Then I have some idea grown. And by their mercy, what I do not know, that also will come to me like English speak. I can speak now. Before Prabhu, you have seen, I cannot speak anything. I cannot tell. Vidagdha Madhav Prabhu knows very well. We are going in the train, but we cannot talk.
I want to hear what you said. You told one time the line you said when you were distributing back to Godhead. You said you memorized one line in English.
Yes.
Though you didn't know any English then, you were speaking in Bora Bazaar, which is Hindi-speaking area.
Yes.
So you memorized one English-speaking line, and you were saying, I want to hear that maybe. You said before,
now I forget. Anyhow, by the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj, after Srila Swami Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj accepted his servitors and followers many ways. He was very affectionate with Srila Swami Maharaj and close friend. That is, after Srila Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj accepted his followers, associates, and happily he tried to continue the movement of Krishna consciousness. And now it is continuing, you are looking it. And this way it is very happy news. Then anything disturbance come in our sampradaya, we will feel very pain. And by your mercy in San Jose, that pain now gone. Before here was very firm preaching center. But anyway, that disappeared, that center. And we was very painful. This is our main center, and main center now disappeared. And it is by the wills of Krishna. Krishna want to take our service here. And that is, again, he gave his mercy and chance to us. And by the grace of, headed by Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, he can rescue us from anywhere in this mundane world. From anywhere he can rescue, Bhakti Pavan, through his devotion.
Yes.
And he started with you all. Also, I have tiny, they are little service to give him some inspiration. Your Maharaj, you can do, and you are able to do, you try. And Sripad Judhamannu Seva Vikram Prabhu, I was very sad to see his activity. That is, he was very close servitor of Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj told, Judhamannu's party is my party. Before told Guru Maharaj,
yes,
Judhamannu's party is my party. And they are working, very nice lady devotee with Judhamannu Prabhu. And later that Judhamannu Prabhu also gone to Thailand. Thailand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thailand. And that was very painful for me. Oh, Prabhu wants service and cannot do now. And when proposal come in my mind, through inspiration of Guru Maharaj and Sripad Janardhan Maharaj and others, I tried to give some form. And that way, by the mercy of you all, now here, the preaching center again appeared. As Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Ashram took this form. And it is very, Maharaj, yes? It is very happy news. Our Krishna consciousness movement in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj. Swami Maharaj always behind everybody. We cannot ignore or forget his grand.
Contribution.
But after that, it is
great fortune
given to us to preach Krishna consciousness in the San Jose Center, and it's appeared very nice way, and I am very happy to come here. That is, it was my dream. I cannot go anywhere. That was my idea. And also I do not want to go. I have much service in Navadevi. You have seen. Asim.
Unlimited.
Unlimited there. Then when and which way I shall go out from Navadevi?
Unlimited service and unlimited problems.
Unlimited problem. And my life is like that. Always with me. Problem always with me. And I am habituated. Yes, Maharaj?
I wanted to ask you one question.
Yes, Maharaj. That I need question. You can do anybody any question. I shall be very happy if I can answer it.
We shall be very happy to get that answer.
That question in Vaishnava philosophy, we always hear of Vipralamba and Milan, of service in separation. And we know that if we are serving, I'm talking about with Gurudev, we know that when we are serving in presence of Gurudev, sometimes we can get a slap. He can give us some reprimand. But in Vipralamba, maybe sometimes we're serving in separation and we hear that as highest mood, but sometimes this devotee is serving in separation but going his own way. He's going a little his own way. In the name of separation and highest mood, he's saying that this is the highest service. But he's introducing always his own ideas, and sometimes good, but sometimes there is some error there. Mm. Then, if one wants to go on in the mood of service and separation from his Gurudev, how he can proceed nicely so that he's always going in a right way?
There is only if they will get chance under guidance of a higher Vaishnava to proceed, if they will get that chance, that is very good. And it's shown our Guru Maharaj also. We are not worshipper of Granth Sahib.
Shastra.
Yes, you heard that.
Yeah.
That is, I am giving answer that way. We are the servitor of the Vaishnava. That is our main line. We are not servitor of Granth Sahib. We are not Sikh Sampradaya. They are worshipping the Granth Sahib. They are deity. They Granthasai are
means,
thinking that way.
Granth Sahib means Mr. Book.
Book.
Maharaj, that way not...
Sir Book.
Not will tell.
Holy.
Of course.
No doubt.
Sri Book.
Sri Book.
So anyhow, but we are followers of the Krishna consciousness. Our line is, we must try to follow someone higher Vaishnava, and that will be good for us if we will get it. If we will think and not will get it, then there, if I shall not consider myself
I think myself is very advanced, very high.
Not consider myself as very high rank, advanced.
Yes.
Then I shall take help the books of my gurus.
Yes.
They are actually, we are fortunate. We have got many instructions through the book of our Guru Maharaj. You told about Guru. Isn't
separation
it?
Of Guru.
Yes. After separation of Guru.
Yes.
If we consider anyone higher than me, we must serve that Vaishnava. And we must follow that Vaishnava. And that is the good for me. No burden will come to me. All the result will go to Vaishnava. Bad or good, everything will go Vaishnava. I shall try to follow him. That is the main line. If not will get, then I shall take help from the instruction of the book, but come out in the time of my guru. That help I shall try to take if I am sincere. Otherwise, if I have some desire, I must be guru, I shall do this, I shall do that. He can go with his own risk. It is very risky to go that way. And this is the answer, Maharaj. No other answer. We must try to follow someone expert. I have respect. Without faith and without respect, we cannot follow anyone. And if my fortune gave me that type of any respectable Vaishnava guardian, then we must follow him. And all burden will go from me. And that Vaishnava must be careful. Vaishnava means he is always careful. He always very afraid from Vaishnava aparad. Careful means first thing is Vaishnava aparad, offense to the Vaishnavas. That is first thing. And he must be careful from offense to the Vaishnavas. And then he will serve. Then service will go direct to his guru this way. No other way, Maharaj. And time to time must come very good help from upper level. If I am fully surrendered to Guru, then from the upper level help must come to me. Where I am confused, there I must will get it. That helps. Yes, Maharaj.
And about Vaishnava Parad, sometimes when the Jagannath car is running very fast, somebody cannot get out of the way. And there's no doubt aparad to run over a Vaishnava. But when you're running with the car, sometimes some people can run with you, but some people they cannot run fast enough, and maybe they get pushed a little bit. Then what is the consideration of Vaishnava aparad in that case? Understand the question. When we are trying to run with the service of our Gurudev, then somebody can run with us, and we're all running together. And sometimes in the service of the Gurudev, some maybe will come a contrary opinion. Oh, we cannot do like that. And then you, sometimes in eagerness, someone will say, oh, please step aside a little bit. Maybe some aparad is there in the treatment, but one is trying to run fast, and he cannot.
Everybody cannot run fast. It is very easy. But when they will run, they must look after the road. There is no may not run fast, but look after the road. There is many things, many kata,
thorns,
many things may be possible.
See where they're running.
Yes.
Keep the road clear.
Mane, open eye. Necessary to run open eye. May not run fast, but eyes must be open always. Ami to Vaishnava e buddhi hoile amani na hobo ami ar pratishtha sa ashi hridaya dushire hoibo niroyo. Very easily expressed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then always necessary to see this point. Ego is the very bad thing, Maharaj, and ego will come to us and can destroy if we are not careful, or devotional mood.
Sometimes I'm seeing that somebody is trying to, we're trying to run together in the service of Guru Gauranga. But sometimes somebody gets a wrong conception in their mind. And they're also going with the devotees, and we try to help that person. But then sometimes we can't do that, and we have to say, I'm leaving this person behind because I have to continue running. I can't step to the side.
I can't stop.
I can't stop.
Yes.
But I have to keep running. You may have this wrong idea, and it is unfortunate, and I want to help, but I have to keep running.
Then I shall arrange for him. Now that's something. You see him, I have money emergency, I have to run. But
like Hanuman. The little spider.
Yeah. Little different, that idea a little different.
Yes, Maharaj, I understand that it's happening in my life many times. But you have seen my nature. I am falling for my amar unnati channe.
For my progress.
Proper advancement I am following. If nobody can run with me properly, I am not making him discouraged.
Not discouraging him.
I am always encouraging everybody. I learned from Guru Maharaj. Give always encouragement. Then Krishna will give help to you. And I am getting that result always. who is very mundanely attached with mundane name, fame, and what do you call it?
Money.
Name.
Name, and fame, prestige.
He
honor.
Not can run with others. But who have some desire, I must do some seva, he must will follow, and you must give money, encouragement. Anyway, he cannot maybe fast, go fast. Also, everybody's capacity is not same. That's also we shall see. Somebody can do worship, somebody cannot. Somebody can cook, somebody cannot cook. Then what is his within capacity? Give that type of seva to him. No other way. But always give some encouragement, not discouragement.
In the talk, you were mentioning how you feel that so much grace came to you, to Guru Maharaj. And but I was just thinking that some of us we didn't know when we arrived to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, because at that time some of us we were feeling down, we were feeling a little alone and with no affection. But we heard from all other of our god brothers, no? Because they knew that at that time Guru Maharaj also, when some devotees, some of our god brothers approached him, he was a little reluctant to get involved in all this relief work, because of he knew that if I take their side, then it will be a little problem, because then perhaps the leaders of this one are not going to be happy about that. And then we heard that it was because of your insistence to him that you plead, you ask him that, no, Maharaj, you have to help them. These Western devotees, they are coming to you, and you have to help them. We didn't, perhaps, no, like myself, there are others which also we didn't know about that. But later on, we heard from our brothers that you asked Guru Maharaj that please extend your hand. These Western devotees need you. It is your duty, because you are a wealthy man. You have so much richness. I just want to mention here that if you got so much grace, also you extended that grace by your wish and desire, and make room for people like myself.
Oh, Maharaj.
To arrive at the feet of Guru Maharaj.
Actually, I am fortunate this way. I am always realizing myself. I am trying to realize what is my position, always. And always I am looking many faults I have. That is my good fortune. I am never thinking, I am very qualified. And so long, under guidance of Guru Maharaj, I tried to learn always. And Guru Maharaj also chastised me. In my previous life, Guru Maharaj beaten me. And somebody beating one hand, taking one hand and beating another hand. And Guru Maharaj beating both hands. One day this happened. I have done little wrong. Actually, it is not wrong, but anyhow, it was my fault. And Guru Maharaj, I can tell the history little, then you can understand. Something happened, I do not want to take prasadam. I was angry. What happened? I forgot that. Something happened, I do not want to take prasad. When Guru Maharaj requested me, Gaurendu, that time my name was Gaurendu, Gaurendu, you must take prasad. You must take prasad. And I was angry and I told, no, I shall not take prasad. That was my relationship, was like son and father. And I am not taking prasadam. But not only Guru Maharaj, his god brother, there are also many big sannyasi, 3-5. They also requested me, you take prasadam. Hey, Govinda Maharaj, you are, come. Guru Maharaj chastised you, we are giving nourishment, you come. I take prasadam. But I not took prasadam. But I have some, that is, fear or something I have about one man. And that man come and told me, oh, Gaurendu hire you, take prasadam. And I do not want to show him, I am angry. Then I went to go. And he told, I requested you not to prasadam. The big god brothers, 3-4, they requested you not to prasadam. That brahmachari told and he was to and he was angry. And he beaten by two hands. And when he is beating, I am going his near, close.
Getting closer.
Somebody, if
they beat you, you go beat, away.
He must go
away.
Far, but I am not going far, I am going close.
More closer.
More close. That is, I am thinking Guru Maharaj do not beat properly. No. he actually cannot beat. We are beating someone, taking him, then beating. And Guru Maharaj is trying to beat me. In both hands, it is not processed. Then I am going to near, he can beat good. And after 3-4 slap, then Guru Maharaj start. Why you are coming in me? I told Maharaj, you cannot beat properly. And Guru Maharaj took me and entered. Anyhow, I have got much affection and also chastisement. And that is Guru Maharaj, then I have got much chastisement from him in my young age. And I have got some chance to make me as a good servitor. After all, how much I have, I am successful, that you can say, but it is true, I tried to make me a good devotee of Guru Maharaj. And that way my experience comes. I am doing many times many things wrong. And Guru Maharaj always mercifully, he is, forgive my offenses. And not once, maybe 1,000 offenses. He mercifully,
Forgave.
And through that, I have some affectionate nature grown. If anybody will do any offense, first I am going in his side and supporting him other way. Again, he not will do that. And I never throwing anybody. That is, I know if Guru Maharaj has thrown me, then I must go to hellish position. If Guru Maharaj not will give attention to me, but he gave attention to me, that is his causeless mercy. No doubt, I was not so qualified. So means I was not qualified. Actually, I have no qualification. But I was enthusiastic to do something. That was my nature. And he make me as he want that way. And it was not so easy to make me. That is, I was very naughty. And he had got much trouble, but he not throw out me. And through that, I have got some good nature. Anybody doing anything wrong, I am not immediately ousting him, throwing out from me. I am trying to take him
closer,
and trying to correct him. You have seen, Maharaj, many things in the mouth. You know how much trouble I have. But Guru Maharaj ousted brahmacharis. Very few brahmachari, that's also Guru Maharaj ousted. And I am always keeping that. Lastly, it was my contact with Guru Maharaj. You will see your upper class and I shall see lower class. Don't interfere there. When I downstairs, what going, you please do not interfere. But in upstairs, living you are, there any disturbance, you must clarify them. But downstairs, always going something disturbance in the mind. And if Guru Maharaj will interfere, then everybody will be ousted.
Right. There'll be no one left.
That way, our management was very peaceful. Anything wrong doing anybody, and sometimes it is going to Guru Maharaj and Guru Maharaj immediate calling and chastising and ousting. And that ousted person coming to me. Now Maharaj, Guru Maharaj ousted me. And then I told, you stay, I am seeing the matter. Then I am going to Guru Maharaj. What happened, Maharaj? Oh, you must make out him. And then I told, yes, but what happened? Then Guru Maharaj is telling, yes, this happened, something. Then I told, why you are interfering that? It is my case. You give to me, I shall arrange. What is good or bad? It is not your case. Then Guru Maharaj is telling, yes, you look after that. Then I am coming there, making something. Then Guru Maharaj giving forgiveness. That way, our family life going in Chaitanya Sarasvatam.
Like that story you told, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said,
I can
give him
Maharaj.
Mercy.
Yes.
You give him the mercy.
Yes, Maharaj. That is. That it come to me, that is, I have seen Guru Maharaj, when I forgive my many offenses, and thousands, you can say. That is, I was not very good boy. I have some brain, I know, but boy was very naughty.
The brain was good, but the boy was
not. But Guru Maharaj not leave me, that is my good fortune. It is his causeless mercy, his nature not like that. He was very strong and strict. But causeless mercy, he must leave me. And it is good fortune. Also, lastly, Guru Maharaj believed me. That is my good fortune. He believed me.
Maharaj,
yes.
This morning when we were coming here from Santa Cruz, I was listening to one darshan of Guru Maharaj. And on this darshan, Sagar Maharaj, he was asking one question. He said, sometimes Krishna is giving mercy and he's not looking at yukta or ayukta, qualified or unqualified. No consideration. Then Maharaj said, to yourself, he said, Govinda Maharaj, kindly read the Sanskrit, because Guru Maharaj could hear intonation in Sanskrit for that verse question. Then Guru Maharaj answered that yes, Krishna is doing like that many times without consideration, qualification, giving mercy. So by chance, I listened to that this morning. I took that Krishna is telling us that now again mercy is coming, ayukta, without any consideration to us. And by your appearance, we have seen now that again the West will receive mercy, ayukta, no consideration.
Mani Toshyamananda Prabhu. Now we are getting Ajukta. We are not fit, but now we are getting some mercy. We are not fit, but that mercy is now coming to us in the shape of your divine grace. It's coming here.
It is true, Krishna Koruna Ache Bhalamanda Nahi Bache Na Bhajite Dai Sacharan. Hey, Bhakti Vrata Thakur so and so.
Na Bhajite Dai?
Dai Sacharan.
Sacharan.
His lotus feet, sometimes he is giving, mani, very
feeling.
Wide way. We have much affection, not only that, mercy. Overflowed sometimes, and not only sometimes, all time maybe we can think it. Bhalamanda nahi bache, good or bad, not
no
good.
Consideration.
And who will worship me and who not will, mane, worship not bhajan.
Serve.
Who will serve me or not will serve me, he not will see that. He is giving service to them. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur expression. Krishna Koruna Ache Bhalamanda Nahi Bache Na Bhajite Daya Sacharan. It is possible. And that way we are living by the mercy of Krishna. But loving search for the lost servant, you need that. And the heading is very nice. And that's very appropriate for us. We are not searching Krishna, Krishna searching us. For the lost servant, he is searching, and that is loving. Loving search for the lost servant, this heading, unique for us. We do not know what we are doing, but he knows what we are doing, and he is searching us. But he gave freedom, he is not taking back that. That is difficulty for Krishna only. If he will, he wants to take back the freedom, he can take immediately. But what? What for our tongue? Our tongue not only will test for shukta,
bitter.
Always bitter. Tongue for test the next key nectar, ecstasy, fruit. Many things, opulent prasadam also, for that tongue. That is, tongues have freedom. He can taste many things. Sararas, six kind of test. He can test freely if he wants to test. For that freedom Krishna giving to us, we can serve him within five rasas, four kind of rasas actually. We can actively serve him, and we must get the happiness, super happiness. And for that Krishna giving us the freedom, and he do not want to take back that freedom. But he is searching. When we will kabe ashi madhav ama koribe sevan, Madhavendrapuri, about Madhavendrapuri, the Gopal, he is telling, I am waiting in the cave, so long, Badre Sthapito, that means few hundred years ago. I am here and waiting when Madhav Puri will come and he take out from this cave and he will serve me. I am waiting. And that is the nature of Krishna. But he do not want to disturb freedom.
We're unqualified. So how can we become open to receive that mercy? Is there anything we can do? Although we feel very
actually, mercy means, mercy word is above justice. That is called mercy. We heard Guru Maharaj, I do not know many, what is position actually, but above justice, that is the mercy. Then mercy can come down any higher and bestow upon anyone.
Yes.
That is the mercy. And it is possible, and that way today Western world dancing in the name of Hare Krishna. But India not was like that. And Indian also not like that. It is mercy of Krishna, you can say. With thousands of thousands sincere seekers, they are taking Mahamantra, they are practicing Krishna consciousness, trying to practice. It is not so easy. We are thinking we are master, that is not true. Actually we are all students, Guru Maharaj said, we are all students. But feelings, our feelings is that we are trying. But in India you will see they are not trying, they are worshipping Lord, the goddess Kali, worshipping Ganesh, worshipping Kartik. There are many demigods they are worshipping so very big way. In Bombay there is Shivaratri and Ganesh Puja, Kartik Puja, you will see how big way they are doing. Galapati Bappa, Maurya Kore. But we cannot say they are so fortunate so. That is, they are worshipping demigod instead. Of that they are asking something, Nanang Dehi, Rupang Dehi, Jasang Dehi, Manorama Bhajang Dehi, and always Dehi Dehi, money, give this.
Give money, give beauty.
They are getting also. Krishna Bhakta not getting that. That is, they are not asking.
That's the problem.
And if they will ask to Krishna, even Krishna not will give that.
Krishna said, I'm not so foolish.
Yes. Ami Murkha, Ami. Biggo,
Ami biggo.
Tarikane Vishaya khane divo. Shacharanam mrita diya Vishaya bhulaibo. This is in Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Not only I will not give it to them, I'll make them forget it.
And you know Prahlad Maharaj, he is devotee of Nrisimhadev. But Nrisimhadev telling very insisting way. You take boon from me.
Yeah.
Prahlad, when I appear in front of you, you must take some boon from me. And Prahlad said, no, sir, no, Prabhu, it is, I am fulfilled with your mercy, I do not want anything. But Nrisimhadev insisting, but you have, I appear for you, and you must take something from me. Ask something to me. That is, it is my position you must will ask. And your position also you will ask to me. For purpose of protection of you, I appear.
Yes.
And everybody seeing me, then you ask me something that will be good for you.
You fulfill that purpose.
But Prahlad said, when you are my Prabhu, I am your servant, what need more about that? But Nrisimhadev again insisting, you take some boon from me. Then Prahlad told, Jadi dasyasine kaman, varangstang varadar sava, kamanang hiddhasangruhang bhavatastu vinevaram. Oh, you are very insisting way, telling me what shall I do, it is your order. Then I am asking some boon. Nrisimhadev very happy. Oh, yes, you are asking. They ask what you need. Then Prahlad Maharaj said, the kamanam hridya sangrohaṁ bhavatastu vinevaram. If he wants to give some boon to me, then give. Mane chahar jano kuno rakam pravritti aramān na asi. Asking nature, it will demolish. It will be demolished, my asking nature. To my Lord, that nature must be demolished, give this
Buddha.
And never will come in my future life that boon I want from you.
Bhagavat kathāva yātsa śuru vaitemā japna bhagavat kathāva
yadi dāśyasimi kāmān varāṁ stāṁ varadarśava. You are the great giver. Varadarśava. And you can give anything. Then you are insisting, I am asking, give me that boon. Yeah, in future, never will come in my mind to ask anything to you. That is the desire of the devotee also. And Krishna himself, if anybody will ask anything, Krishna himself not giving that. Maybe other demigods or maybe other god, they are giving that, but Krishna not giving that. Krishna said, Sha charanam mritodiya vishaya brahmi bhikkhu shei mukhe vishaya kane diva. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you know that sloka maybe. Chaturvidha bhajan temang jana sukriti no arjuna artho arthati jikyasu jnani cha paradarsha. Everybody have some desire. But when I am giving my mercy, I am making perfect him, and I am taking all wealth from him, then I am giving my devotion to him. This is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then we can finish now.
Yeah.
Then some Sankirtan, we shall do Mahamantra.
Yeah.